This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. It is time for the motoring experience with Prashurin Naidu. So we're diving straight into the electric Volvo XC40 recharge, and our journalist Prashurin Naidu will take us through that. We'll explore, you know, the world of EVS, right, and discuss what it's like to live with one and whether it's worth buying. Plus, you know, Prashurin will share a useful motoring tip, since on Fridays he gives us the best of the best and reveal his hot gem of the week. Right, I've got him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashurin. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm great. I'm great. Great to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here. Good to be here.
So let's get straight into it, Prashurin, and talk about the Volvo XC40 Recharge. How does it look, you know, on the metal? And is it as slick and stylish as the pictures suggest?
It's a fantastic looking car, I must admit, King Bash. When I looked at this car, my eyes kind of, I was gobsmacked, to say the least, especially the public eye. People were eyeing this car a lot and they were curious, why is this car so silent? Where's the motor? Where's the vrpa? But nonetheless, this car looked good, came with these lovely, fancy 20-inch wheels, low-profile tires, so you got to be a bit careful in the parking situations. You don't want to scuff up your nice wheels. This grayish color adorned the exterior design, LED headlamps galore, and just overall it looks fantastic. It's not the coupe design as the C40. It's quite a traditional, a classic design for the rear end, and you have a lot more room. So it's a thumbs up in the looks department.
So if we break it down, right, and talk about the interior, how does it stack up in terms of comfort, style, and tech?
There's a lot, eh? There's a lot to mention. Scandinavian minimalism is the theme that's carried out, meaning that it's quite sleek, it's uncluttered, you won't find many buttons to press inside the cabin. I see they've gone for this cloth upholstery, which does tend to get dirty quite quickly, but nonetheless look quite good. The meaty steering wheel, the infotainment system is powered by Google, so it's quite easy to use for CarPlay, but can be a bit slow at times, but nonetheless great. Navigation is perfect, all that good stuff. And I noticed that they've decided to take the design from the Abisko Park, and they call it topography. Topography, I think that's what it's called, which is basically land surfaces that have been designed and imprinted onto the dash inlays. So it looks quite fantastic. It's a very unique twist design-wise, and I see that it illuminates at nighttime, so it's quite fresh. I like that. And the sound system, 13 speakers, Harman Kardon sound system, lots of safety features galore. You know how Volvo is. They just at the top of the game with that when it comes to safety. And yeah, very well-appointed cabin. Thumbs up.
Amazing, amazing. And I heard you speaking about, you know, where's the vrpa, where's that? But, I mean, how was the driving, you know, experience of the Volvo XC40 Recharge? You know, does it, you know, deliver that electric thrill and smooth ride that people would expect?
You know, let's put it this way. One actually doesn't need any more vrpa, to say the least. And that sounds quite hard, because it's silent. It's very quick, and people get so shocked when they see it take off. I've seen it. I've seen Polo GTRs look at me and they think, what is this pocket rocket? This is insane. It's like a supercar, but in electric body form. And I've seen the power output of this car, 0 to 100 in about 4.8 seconds. It has 300 kilowatts and 660 newton meters of torque, and that's electric power. So you're just getting that power. As soon as you tap the throttle, it's gone. Wow. It's like a rocket. It shoots into space. And efficiency, I mean, when we're talking about practicality, I have a range of about 350 kilometers. When I charged it, it took about 45 minutes. I took it to the fastest charging station at Mall of Africa. And it was quick, very quick, seamless process. And day-to-day driving, you've got to be a bit, you know, it's a seamless, you got to be a bit conservative. You got to know where you're driving. You can't go to Devon, or you can't do far distances. You got to plan your trips in advance. But really lovely car all in all, and smooth. Smooth, and there's really not much to say about that. It's just fantastic on that front.
Amazing. And I mean, let's speak about the competitors, you know, of the Volvo XC40 Recharge, right? I mean, does it stack up, you know, against the other electric contenders in the market?
You know, now that you say that, I think it's so tough to decipher in terms of electric cars, because surely they all kind of are relatively the same. Just it's the same kind, just depends on maybe the wheels, maybe the suspension, maybe the interior one. So it's such an interesting question. But I think competition-wise, it has the BMW iX1, Audi Q4 e-tron, and the Mercedes-Benz EQB, which is there. And yeah, I think this stands out because it has some character. Obviously, they've made it fast, and it's not your typical mom kind of SUV. It's quite an interesting SUV. And I think Volvo, they've taken it a bit more seriously, this electrification, as they do plan by the year 2035 to go fully electric. So for now, over the years, next years, there'll be a lot of hybrid cars, lots more EVs to come. And I think, not bad. I think it's kind of cut above the rest. I fancy this over a lot of the other competitors.
You know, last week, I'm not sure if it was last week or the other week, I did put a disclaimer out that I'm not yet sold when it comes to the electric cars, even though I see that we're moving in that direction, right? But I need to ask you this. Is it a buy or is it not a buy?
Oh, okay. You know what? It's a buy if I was maybe privileged in that sense of, you know what, I want to buy an electric car because I care about the environment. You know, it's kind of that aspect for me, I think. I'm not sure, you know, yet. But I think if money was not the problem, I would buy this as an everyday car. I think you would teleport yourself in time very quickly to where you want to go. And I think it's about 1.3 million rand, so it's not cheap. And I think, like I said, Kumbash, I think having an electric car now, it might be a bit of a luxury. I think maybe in the next 5 to 10 years, when car price is a bit more cheaper, then maybe we can talk and say, okay, realistically, for sure, I'm going to buy an electric car. But for now, I'd rather take my chance and buy maybe a Vrpa for later, you know?
Now that is me. So let's wrap it up with the handy motoring tip and a hot gem of the week, for sure.
All right, thanks, Kingash. So keep your journey safe with a dash camera. Choose one with high resolution and a wide field of view. And I think, you know, it's good to prevent any certain kind of trouble that you have if you have an accident and you don't have proof. I think we all, as South Africans, we should get a dash camera. And especially with the cops, some cops are not good. So you want to have your proof, your evidence, and if it wasn't seen, it didn't happen. That's the laws. I mean, you can't really bypass it. So I recommend everybody get a dash cam, make sure it's good, high quality, good resolution, and that sort. And we're going to end up with Black Motion by Takala.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Pashirvin, for that. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners.
That's how we wrap it up, man, with our motoring journalist, Pashirvin Naidu. You can catch him weekly at Eswatini Sunday for the latest car reviews on the block.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.